Hello again, dear friends. This is Pastor Robert Venable inviting you to stay tuned for the next 30 minutes for this edition of Let's Talk About Jesus. We're into a brand new year, and I believe that this is going to be a great year in spite of all the challenges and difficulties. And you know why? That I can be so positive, and in a world like ours with all the problems that seem insurmountable and impossible, it is because we know, through Jesus Christ, a Heavenly Father who loves us, who cares deeply about us. And if you feel that God has either abandoned you or don't even know you exist, you need to stay tuned to this broadcast today. And if you are a Christian and you know the Lord, but you have doubts and you have fears that plague you, you have a problem with believing Him and trusting Him in such a way that His peace becomes your personal possession in your life, I want you to stay tuned to this broadcast today, because in a few moments we're going to talk about the love of God, faith's strong foundation. Praise God. So you don't want to miss this broadcast today. We just want to say to you and Madison that this is your station, and we pray, honestly pray, that this is becoming your broadcast as well, that you allow us to be part of your devotional life, of your spiritual development, by going to the Word of God. You know what the Bible says about the Word of God itself, Jesus speaking, He said, when this seed of the Word of God falls into good ground, that means a heart, a receptive heart, it brings forth fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. You know, in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, it said the Word of God grew in that first church that became the springboard for the gospel to the ends of the earth. That first mighty church at Jerusalem, it said the Word of God grew and multiplied. And I believe it grew in that seed process, in the receptive heart, before it could grow in the community and the town and the city and the county and the state and in the world. Praise God. It all begins with the seed in us. So we want you to stay tuned today, and let's get this seed deep down into good ground hearts and watch the Word of God grow and multiply. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is going to be a great year if you trust the Lord. If you don't trust the Lord, you're going to see what the Bible said would exist in the end times, and that is distress of nations with perplexity. That word perplexity simply means puzzlement. It means that the greatest thinkers, the greatest and most intelligent and innovative leaders, including our president, and we should pray for kings and those that are in authority, pray for our president to seek God's wisdom and put his trust in the Lord for his decisions and his leadership, because the end times would be marked with insurmountable problems, something no man can handle. We need to put our trust in the one who can make a difference in our life, no matter what is happening around us, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father that we come to through Him. So I'm anxious to get into this message today. If you're listening by computer, we welcome you back as this gospel streams to wherever people are connected to the World Wide Web. If you're listening in another state by computer, here in the United States, we are so happy that you have joined with us again today. We have a scripture that we claim as we come to you over the media, and that is in the book of Psalms in the Old Testament, 107, I believe it's verse 20, it said that he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. He sent his word, and we believe that we are sent to you, that we're not just doing this with some ulterior motive, but we are sent. That's what apostle meant. And I'm not claiming to be an apostle, but I just wanted you to understand this sending process. Apostle simply meant sent one, someone that God personally called and sent. When he called Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 6, Isaiah responded to God's call by, "Here I am, Lord, send me." And in the New Testament spins off of that, and this is kind of a sermon in itself, but and says, "How shall they believe upon him of whom they have never heard? And how shall they go except they be sent?" So we just pray today that that this ministry of the Word of God will come forth as God intended it. We are sent to you. We are preaching the gospel by a mandate from God to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And in that sense, I'm becoming an evangelist as well as a pastor, a media evangelist. So we're just so grateful today to be here on WMAF. And thank you for tuning in again. Pray for us and tell others about this broadcast if it is a blessing to you, that we might expand the listening audience of this station and through that, this ministry. Praise God. And other ministries that are here, other fine ministries, Bible-based ministries. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, Psalm 36 and verse 7 is our text today. Our subject has already been mentioned, is the love of God, faith's strong foundation. And Psalm 36 and verse 7 simply says, "How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings." Let me read that again. "How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings." That word loving kindness in the Hebrew is hasid. And you have to kind of roll it out like you're clearing your throat. No pun intended. It's just hasid. And it captures the thought of the very core of God's character. You know, and that is love. The New Testament in 1 John said we've known and believed the love that God has for us, because God is love. Now, you may not feel like God loves you or even could love you, but I'm telling you, amen, He did something in and through Jesus Christ to communicate His love to you, even when you can't see it in our fallen world, even when you can't feel it in a broken heart sometimes, amen, because of your emotional state. Listen to me, amen. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And the Bible said that greater love than this hath no man, than a man would lay down his life, listen to this, for his friends. God wants a relationship with you, a very close, personal, intimate relationship. I think I've heard it said, and I have said it myself many, many times, of all the world religion, one of the many distinctions that of Christianity is that all the other world religions, without exception, man is trying to climb up to God. Man has to take an initiative to get to God. But here in the Christian faith, God takes the initiative because He loves us. And God comes down seeking us. Praise the Lord. That virgin birth, that baby in a manger, is God's love reaching from heaven to earth. Jesus said, "I didn't come to condemn the world, but that through me the world might be saved. I came to seek and to save that which was lost." That's what loving kindness is all about. It is that core a character of God of such intense and great love that He would give His Son for us, and that Jesus would give Himself for us, that we might have eternal life. I really like the Amplified. It says, "How precious is your steadfast love." One paraphrase reads, "How eager we are to run under your wings." Amen. Listen, I am so quick to run to God when troubles come, when trials come, when the pressures overwhelm me. I have learned that God loves me enough to lift His wings to receive me, as it were. Literally using the analogy that Jesus used when He knew Jerusalem was by and large rejecting Him as a people there in His day. And He said, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you that stone the prophets, kill them that are sent to you. How many times would I have taken you under my wing as a mother hen does her chicks?" I didn't grow up on a farm, but I grew up near a lot of chickens next door. And they're there to this day. Not the same chickens, but there's chickens next door to where I live. The people there have just always had chickens, and big, pretty chickens, and big roosters. And you know, a mama would come out of the bushes with her little brood of little yellow chicks, and a thunderclap would come, one of those Florida thunderstorms that just shake the ground and louder than a shotgun next to your ear, and that mother hen would immediately lift up those wings, and all of those little biddies would run close to her breast, and she would cover them with her wings. God used something so simple, so plain, so understandable in the ancient time and the contemporary, even to our time, in the animal kingdom, to show us what He's willing to do. Because of His great love for us, He opens His wings and invites us to come under the shelter of those wings of love. This is faith's strong foundation. Yes, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. But it's not because that we just read Scripture in the Bible. It's particularly concerning a knowledge of this great God that we have come to put our trust in. My Bible said that a beginning foundation for all faith here in verse 7 is a knowledge of just how much God loves and cares for us. How excellent is thy steadfast love. Praise God. How precious. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. Nothing stimulates us to trust the Lord more than a revelation and a realization of His great love. I remember preaching one Mother's Day Sunday and declaring that God's greatest tribute to a godly mother was to associate the divine love in His heart to the love of a good mother. Now, I don't know if you had a good mother or not. Everyone doesn't have the ideal family relationship. But one thing is certain, you have a good Father in heaven who loved you enough to give His Son to die in your place for you and for me on the cross. And because of the great love in His heart, the God of the Bible has a tender heart. Because of God's great love for us, His heart is easily touched. God does not sit aloof in His heaven with little or no concern for His creation. He came down to feel our human condition, to experience our troubles and trials, to become our Savior, and to become our friend, and to become our sacrifice lamb, to die in our stead that He might save us. What kind of love is this? Hebrews 4:14 gives us some insight into God's identification with us because of His great love for us. Listen to it. "Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." You know, mercy flows from a tender heart. If a heart isn't tender, believe me, there will be no mercy. But God is a merciful God. and in His tenderness, His loving kindness. I used the analogy one time, kindness is giving someone who's starving a peanut butter sandwich, and loving kindness is putting jelly on it. Praise God. Amen. Listen, loving kindness means that God goes beyond of what kindness would do. He adds such great divine love to His tender heart that it becomes so sacrificing and so giving that God gave His Son, Jesus gave His life. We should not have halting hearts, but rather eager hearts, trusting that His love for us will not falter. Paul put it this way in the New Testament, if God loved us enough to give us His only begotten Son, how will He not also with Him freely give us all things? That kind of love will not stop short of helping you, of coming through in your behalf, if you will but trust in Him. I love the Amplified rendition of Hebrews 4:14-16. Listen to it. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to understand and sympathize and have a shared feeling with our weaknesses and infirmities and liability to the assaults of temptation, but one who has been tempted in every respect as we are, yet without sinning. Let us then fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace, the throne of God's unmerited favor to us sinners, that we may receive mercy for our failures and find grace to help in good time for every need, appropriate help and well-timed help coming just when we need it. I used to say God may not be there when you want Him, but He's always right on time. God has a time frame that He works in, but do not interpret His delay as His denial. Let me say that again. God's delay is not His denial. Praise the Lord. Wait, I say, the psalmist of old taught, wait upon the Lord and He will strengthen your heart. Praise the Lord. This bold faith, this fearless faith, this consoling confidence is ours because we believe that our needs have touched His heart. And there are two imperatives of bold faith or absolute trust. One of them is God exists, He is real. Christ came into this fallen world to reveal Him, and that He loves us, therefore responds to us when we put our trust in Him and make Him our source. That's why we titled this teaching, The Love of God is Faith's Strong Foundation. The Word of God is going to tell us about Him. It's a Jesus book from cover to cover, and Jesus revealed the Father. Let me read this, that I just a scripture to substantiate the statement I made about these two imperatives of faith. Hebrews 11 and verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So the real issue then of having faith in God for our needs is not that God is all-wise and knows how to help us. That's part of it. And He's all-powerful and He's able to help us. That's indeed a part of it. But the foundation for it all is that God is love and He will help us. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Psalm 17, verse 7 and 8 says, show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand them that put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of thine eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. Praise the Lord. Keep me as the apple of thine eye. You know what the word apple means here in the Hebrew? It means little man. Literally known as the pupil of the eye, that vulnerable part of the eye. And you know, literally the psalmist is saying here, keep me like you would your own eye from harm. If something threatens to hit you in the eye, there's a spontaneous reflex action to protect that eye. And I want you to know that God's love causes him to react to us to protect us from the enemy. Hallelujah. You can trust in the love of God. You may not, your faith may not always stand as strong as you would like to stand, but God's love always stands strong toward you. And because of that, you can still trust in Him and see victory in your life. In Satan, you indeed have a great enemy, but in Christ, you have a great ally. Hallelujah. In the story of blind Bartimaeus, faith makes its appeal to the tender heart of God. Faith's object is this mercy flowing from this tender heart. And this tender heart is there because of God's great love for you and for me. Now, don't ask me why God loves us like this. I cannot explain to you, and there's no way to any way legitimately lay claim on this kind of love. That's why grace is such a powerful word in Scripture and a powerful force in our life. None of us deserve this kind of love from God, and yet God gave it to us. He set it upon us. It's done by covenant in the Old Testament. It is ratified by the blood of Jesus in a new and better covenant in the New Testament. One thing is for sure today, friend, God loves you. And He commends His love to us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. No one is good enough to warrant the death of Christ. No one can merit this great sacrifice in our behalf or any of His goodness to us. But His love has been set upon us. Listen, if you don't trust Christ as your Savior and you don't make it to heaven and you face the final judgment, I want you to know it will not be because God did not love you or God does not love you. It's simply because the enemy of your soul has persuaded you not to receive this wonderful gift of God. And friend of mine, what a tragedy that would be. Oh, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation as this, the New Testament declares? What possible excuse could we give? We can't say we were not good enough because Christ died for the ungodly. We can't say that we couldn't receive Him, we couldn't believe upon Him, because to every man, Jesus said, was given the measure of faith. God has literally put enough faith in us when we hear the gospel and when you're challenged and convicted by the Holy Spirit to come to Christ. And you know something? If you decide to come to Jesus today, there's not a devil in hell that can stop you. There's not a horde of demons in the nether world. Satan himself can't stand between you and God's call if you respond to it. Hallelujah. Friend, it's in your will. The big battle that's going on is the battle for your will. And if you will to receive Jesus and you trust Him by faith, simple faith, in His finished work on the cross, you can be saved today. And if you are saved today, you can will to trust Him. Right in the middle of your circumstance, when you feel so weak and feel like you're on shaky ground, there is a sure foundation, and that sure foundation is found in the Word of God, but it tells us about the love of God. God's love never fails. God's love never ends, the Scripture said. Well, let me read about this tender heart of God, let's put our faith in that is so strong it never shakes. Not faith in our faith or our ability alone to believe, but faith that His love will not fail us even when our faith is shaken. Mark 10:46-52 is the story of blind Bartimaeus. Listen to it carefully. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David," listen to the cry of faith, "have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Now listen, his faith was in the mercy of God, that tender heart of God, that tender heart of Jesus, because his cry of faith wasn't just, I'm standing on the word, I'm believing you, my Lord. No, his cry of faith was, Have mercy on me. I know you have a loving heart. I know you have a tender heart. I know your loving kindness is flowing outward toward fallen man. So have mercy on me. Out of that tender heart came this tenacious love. Thy faith has made you whole. Faith in God's power to heal alone? No. Just that God is all-powerful? No. Faith's target was God's heart of love and compassion, because faith's language out of his mouth was, Have mercy on me. Oh, what a merciful God we serve today. What a good God we serve today. Listen, friend, the Bible said that he that feareth is not made perfect in love. For perfect love cast out all fear, in 1 John. Listen to me today. Amen. Fear is the great enemy of faith. When we begin to entertain fear, we begin to not use our faith. Our faith is not conquered. We are conquered because we're not using the faith that we have. Faith cannot be conquered by fear. But if the enemy can get us to embrace fear by an act of our will instead of trusting in the Lord, that he is using our faith, we could be easily conquered. You know, the great piece of the armor, it says, and above all, taking the shield of faith in Hebrews 6, that you might be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. I love the preacher of old that was so filled with faith. And he said that fear knocked upon the door. I sent faith to answer the door, and faith responded, There's no one here. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Listen, fear will never quit knocking on our heart's door. We live in a fallen world, and we don't know what tomorrow holds, but hallelujah, we know who holds tomorrow, and we know who upholds us with the right hand of his righteousness. And I choose today in these fearful, troubled times to trust in my God. And you know what stimulates my trust? In the scripture, a good God is declared unto me, a God of great love. And the New Testament speaks of the great love wherewith Christ has loved us. I'm telling you today, amen, God loves you so very, very much. And I want you as a Christian, amen, this year in 2009, to make this a year of trusting God like you have never trusted God in all of your life. You know, there's a scripture about a righteous man in the Old Testament Psalms. I believe it's, well, I just tell you, it's in the Old Testament. And it says, He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in Thee. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful privilege we have as children of such a wonderful Heavenly Father. And that is to put our trust in Him and in our Savior, Jesus Christ. What a tender heart God has in order for it to be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Amen. Jesus taught about the tender heart of God by saying that not a sparrow falls from the sky without it touching the Father's heart. And then he turned to his disciples and the people and said, And you are worth more than many sparrows. If you don't know Jesus today, God's heart is touched with your lost condition. It's not his will that any perish, but that all have eternal life. Would you put your trust today under the shadow of His wings? Would you repent of your sin and receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Your life, your destiny will never be the same. We love you today. Please come back next week and let's talk about Jesus.